everybody.
Hi, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You probably saw my little goof when I had us on screen and I hit the start. Sorry.
Way to go, Atwood.
It happens. Mm. I'm in hurricane prep. I'm not thinking about shows.
Hurricane prep.
I'm in hurricane prep.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So I know
storm coming?
There's a storm a coming.
Should we get
to
it?
No.
Nah.
I know that some of you are here from the House of Mouse Expo page, so hey. And I know that you are waiting for the next guest announcement, but
it's us. We'll be there.
Sorry, it's us.
Corey's got to eat my pins of you for you to sign.
Nobody wants that. Anyway, so do you want to do your little spiel and we'll get right to the guest announcement?
Hello, welcome to PMSM Weekly Live, show number 130 for September 26th, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
I almost forgot what day it was.
You had the program, Atwood.
I'm tired. It's been a long couple days.
I know. Okay, anyway, so as usual, please tell us where you are watching from in the comment section, or if you are watching the replay, tell us that too. And, of course, share with your friends to help us get a better reach.
Friends, frenemies, enemies, family,
whoever.
Everybody. People wait for the hurricane.
Anyway, so before we talk about anything else, I think that it is time to do another House of Mouse Expo guest announcement. So we last week put together that we're having this big Hocus Pocus reunion, but maybe another reunion is being put together.
For a different, not for Hocus.
Not Hocus Pocus, but Scott will hit it and you guys can see what we're talking
about. Ready? Here we go.
The armory. Well, well, well. Look what we have here, Tweak. Captain Jack Sparrow. Last time I saw you, you were all alone on a godforsaken island, shrinking into the distance. His fortunes aren't improved much.
Worry about your own fortunes, gentlemen. The deepest circle of hell is reserved for betrayers and mutineers. So there is a curse. That's interesting.
You know nothing of hell.
There you have it. Our next guest announcements are two of our friends, Vince and Trevor, who were there with us last year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said they really enjoyed meeting them, talking to them. We had a lot of requests to see if we could get them to come back, especially with the other pirates we've announced with Lee, Marty, and Kevin. So when I talked to Vince, he was all for it. He was all in. And Trevor was the same when I messaged him. They both just wanted to be a part of this. They just think it's fantastic. And they, of course, wanted to come back. So we're very excited to have both of them.
Yeah, so not only do we have a Hocus Pocus reunion, we have a Pirates of the Caribbean reunion, too. So we have five pirates.
So as we said last week, the after-hours party on Saturday night is going to be Hocus Pocus themed. But Lee did tell me the pirates are going to be there to party with everybody, so we will have five pirates to party with everybody at that party there. So.
Yeah, come party with the pirates. Mm-hmm. How fun is that going to be? And, you know, they're really, really nice guys. So we are really excited to welcome Vince and Trevor back along with Marty and Lee and Kevin. So we have five pirates. So
it's actually cool because I play fantasy football with Lee and with Marty and Vince. I'm in a fantasy football league with the three of them, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it'll be really fun. These guys are wonderful, and I think you're really going to enjoy this Pirates of the Caribbean reunion. So get your tickets at houseofmouseexpo.com.
And Vince is on.
Hey, Vince! We were just saying what a wonderful Who's that? Oh, wait.
That's Lorenzo Vincetti.
Oh, wrong person.
Sorry, Vince. Lorenzo. Sorry, I read it backwards.
You're just off your game.
I'm off my game. I'm going to go sit in the other room.
But Vince does watch our feed. He does watch it, and he does follow all our stuff. And so, hey, Vince, if you catch the replay.
He will. Or I'll send him a... I'll tag him up later.
Good Lord. All right. Anywho, what else are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room.
The Halloween party last night?
No.
We went to the Halloween party last night.
We did. I thought...
No, I was just saying. I haven't read your notes.
Here.
What's
next?
Put
it right on the pumpkins.
Oh, the elephant in the room is next. Go ahead. You've been watching more about it than I have. I really
As you all know, there is a hurricane coming this way to Florida. Not just parts of Florida, like all of Florida, including Central Florida. So I have been watching this for days because I'm worried. I'm not worried. Okay, let's rewind. When we moved here 8 years ago, I was worried about hurricanes. Now, being kind of a seasoned person, now I'm just trying to stay informed. Not worry, stay informed. There's a difference. So I have been watching. Okay, if you guys don't follow Mike's weather page yet, you really need to, because this guy, he's got over 1 million followers, and he is always spot on with the weather, and he just calls it like he sees it. No fluff, no panic, no media garbage.
The best is his sponsor.
Like ABC Wine and Spirits. So I've been watching and reading about this so much on my phone that I've actually had to take motion pills because I'm dizzy right now from watching all this because I want to see what's going on.
She watches it before she goes to bed. When she gets up in the morning, she grabs her phone and starts watching. She's checking throughout the whole day since we got back from California.
Okay, so because they do updates at 5 a.m., 11, then 5, then 11, so you can check it all the time. Anywho, so I've had a lot of people ask about Disney and our area and whatnot. So the weather forecasters have been very non-committal as far as timelines for all this stuff because the storm is so big and it could shift this way, it could shift this way. But it looks as though it's going to hit somewhere near Tampa and go across to our area. Mm-hmm. Now, I found out before we went live that Busch Gardens is closed Wednesday and Thursday, which makes complete sense. That's like an hour from here. I know there is talk about the parks here, but nothing official because there isn't. They have not released a statement. This is just chatter.
And if it goes anything like past hurricanes when the parks are closed, we will hear from Universal first. They usually are the first ones to make the decision. Then Legoland and SeaWorld follow. Then Disney finally comes in last, usually.
So usually. Unless they jump on it right away this time. Yeah. But we don't know. But I promise you, I am watching constantly. As soon as we hear something about any park closures, I will be sure to post it on the Mainstream Mouse and our Facebook group everywhere. So make sure Facebook is garbage with showing people our posts. So if you make sure you're following the Main Street Mouse on the on our main page, and then maybe put see first, or I don't know what they have as an option now, but you want to make sure that I promise I will make sure to update everything.
Yeah. So Stephanie, she's on the coast and she said they're getting rain in Apollo Beach right now and thunder already. Tampa's going to be hit the hardest. Meredith said schools here obviously closed Wednesday and Thursday. They already announced that. So we're kind of in a waiting game, and people started panicking Friday, and the store started running out of stuff because we went to the store just to buy a few things. We didn't need a lot. We just want to get like an extra case of water or whatever. So we're hoping that nothing, knock on wood, we've never been in a storm where we've had our power knocked out since we've lived here.
Well, we got lucky last time. So if you guys recall in 2017, Hurricane Irma hit and it went right across us in Central Florida. Now at that time we were on Disney's power grid.
Yes.
What are you laughing
at? No, because that's why we didn't have a problem.
So we didn't lose power because our house was so close to Disney that we were on their grid. So we were good. Now, that hurricane was scary because we were watching it at 2 a.m. on the news, and you could see it, like, it was tracking right over our area.
The news actually took a live camera feed from I-4, which was less than 2 minutes from our house.
Yeah.
And we were watching that. And this now, since we moved to our new house, We're actually on the Kissimmee Utility Authority's power grid because they are literally around the corner from our house.
Yeah.
Their main offices. So
we hope that that'll be the case, but there's a big difference between the outskirts of the Disney area and the Disney area. So, we're taking as much precaution as we can. Scott put away all our patio furniture today, pulled everything from the outside. Make sure our generator is gonna work. We haven't had to use it since we bought it. We bought it after Irma. So we're prepared as possible. I'm just asking that everybody be patient with us Floridians because there's a lot of chaos going on right now. Yeah. And it doesn't do any good to panic. It's just about preparing, and that's what we're trying to do.
It is. And I think a lot of the panic, too, is they put out a statement last week where almost 250,000 people have moved to Florida this year alone. So all these people are not hurricane ready. They've never lived here.
The first
hurricane.
Time for people.
So I think a lot of these people, much like we were the first time, we didn't know what to expect. We were used to tornadoes in Michigan, but never a hurricane, anything like that. So.
Well, they see, and that's another thing that they're worried about. It's not just the hurricane. It's the tropical force winds and tornadoes and flooding. That's a big thing they're worried about right here is flooding because we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah, our grass is soaked still all the way through. So they're saying a lot of trees are going to fall over just because the grass is so soft that the tree roots are just going to, the wind could push it over. Adam just said they announced Wilderness Lodge guests who are in the tents are being moved to other resorts as a precaution.
Right. Oh, so that's good. Okay, so you're hearing that here first. Thank you, Adam. So anybody in the tents in the campground are being moved inside?
That's what it sounds like. They're being moved to resorts where they can be at.
Okay, yeah, and they did that for Irma, too.
Yeah. And then John just said the latest track is bumping it more east. So yikes, of course.
Yikes, of course, on that.
And then Jimmy said just make sure you have enough alcohol. So. And then I missed this one, but Donna, who is in Buffalo, New York, she said they've been being hammered by the hurricanes as they moved through. Their last day and a half was pouring rain, flooding, thunder, and lightning, very loud by them. Because they're getting from the other side. So hopefully this all passes, and we're almost to the end of hurricane season. So that's the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, we're just going to try to stay indoors and, I'm just speaking from frustration, so please don't hammer me for this. But, it's watching the comments and stuff that people are like, oh, you can still go to the parks and your Crocs and your poncho in the storm. No, if there is a hurricane in the area, you can't do that.
Well, and my problem with that is if Disney closes the parks, these people who are saying, well, let's go to Disney and walk around. The storm is supposed to hit directly over where we're at now in Central Florida. We're 10 minutes from Disney's property. So if the storms come over here, then cast members have to work if they keep the parks open, and then that puts them at risk. So Disney will most likely close. When, we don't know. But I would say they will most likely close as a precaution because they have the last few big storms.
Right. Now, if it doesn't happen, this storm, by some miracle of God, could move somewhere else and Disney doesn't close and we're fine and we all prepared for nothing. But it doesn't look that way. And another thing about that, people wanting to go and party in the rain at Disney, you have to think about the cast members because their safety is important. Mm-hmm. I don't think Disney or any or Universal or SeaWorld, they can't put their employees at risk for people's vacations and fun. You have to consider the people that live here and work here. And I'm just asking show grace to these people because this does affect people's lives.
70,000 plus cast members rely on Disney for their living. So we just need to keep that in mind that they're going through a lot. It's just like a couple years ago, I remember Castaway Key. They evacuated, but some had to stay behind.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And we found out there was a bunker that they were in a bunker during the whole thing for safety. And I know there's places on Disney property because there will have to be cast members. If there's people at the resorts, cast members do still have to work. And there's places on property that are safe zones for them. But I think Disney wants as few of them, as few guests, they don't want that on their plate. They don't want to have to worry about all these people's
safety. It's really a hard situation, between keeping guests safe and cast members safe.
Yeah, and Stephanie just said, and grocery store people who are the
grocery store
employees, they're getting, oh my gosh.
And you know what's really bad too is, you know, like just for example, how people are sometimes. We had gone back to the store today, and they had just gotten a pallet of water mm-hmm. in, and they had employees standing guarding the water so that people would only take one, because they didn't do that last week, and people were filling their carts with like 5 and 6 things of water, which really isn't fair. Because don't hoard the water, don't, you know.
Well, how many days are you expecting us to possibly lose power for? I mean, I don't think we're going to lose it that long. I mean, years ago, yes, you could lose power for a week, yeah. 3 weeks, but I don't think that happens as often anymore. And I know they'll eventually get resupplies. If it was to keep going on, we'll get supplies to the state, you know, help us.
Yeah, but I don't think like the theme parks have to worry about power outages. It's us in the residential areas. Yeah. So we just want everybody to stay safe. And again, stay tuned for updates and all that good stuff.
That's a good thing with Jackie. Hurricane weather is not the same as sticking out an afternoon thunderstorm.
You are correct. So, and I think people forget that. And Jackie's from Florida also. You know, we get it down here, but a lot of people that don't live here don't get it. So, you know, Disney and Universal and SeaWorld and everyone else is going to do what's best for everyone involved, the guests, the workers, mm-hmm. I mean, for every situation. And, you know, you can always make up park days, but people's safety right. is more important. Exactly. So, exactly. And I'm not trying to lecture like a mother like I am right now, but it's just, I've seen so many comments online, again, dizzy from reading too much. And there's just so much happening that people aren't thinking the big picture.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'd be disappointed too if I waited a year and this is the week I have
Heck
to become
yeah.
to Disney and this happened. But it happened to us a couple years ago. We were going on our fan cruise. Happened right after Hurricane Katrina.
Hello, good time.
And it was really rough for me. I get motion sickness, so that really bothered me for the whole cruise. But it was just one of those things where we just had to make the best of what we could. And
that boat rocked and rocked. We couldn't cancel it. It was right on the heels of a hurricane, and it was the worst. I mean, it was just so. But we did it anyway.
Yeah, no, I fully get being disappointed that if you're waiting for your trip and you've waited to take your time off of work and kids are ready and all that stuff, and then you have to cancel it because of the weather. It does stink. And no, I fully understand that. But just hopefully everybody gets through this and we come out better on the other side of it all. I know when we lived at our other house, which storm was that came through?
It was Irma.
Irma. We were the only ones in our cul-de-sac that stayed. Every one of our neighbors took off and left. And we were the only ones there. But we were the only house that had no damage.
That was a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are like, oh, hurricanes aren't bad in Central Florida. That is false. Because we had our little area, we had lived on a court. And every house was damaged in our neighborhood but us. I have no idea why, for the grace of God, that we made it out.
We didn't even lose a screen on our pool.
No, but the houses around us, the big trees, you guys, like big, not little trees, like the big ones that have been there for years and years and years, uprooted
falling
out of the ground. Falling cars. Our neighbor across the street, this big, I don't know, tree life.
It had to be a 30, 40-year-old tree.
At least. Ended up on her car and smashed it flat like a pancake. It was awful.
And she was gone.
And she came home to a flat car.
Yeah, she came home to a flat car. We tried to find her and reach out to her, but we couldn't find her on social media or anything to let her know. But like Michelle said, we were the only ones on our street that stayed behind. We were the only ones that didn't even lose a screen. So it was kind of odd that happened to us.
But when that, I'll tell you what, if you have never been in a hurricane before, when Irma went across our area, it sounded like there was a freight train outside. It was like, picture a train going on your lawn.
Yeah.
Our windows are shaking, and it was the weirdest thing. So, you know, I don't expect it to be Irma type of strength in our area. That was bad.
No, they're saying probably 1 to 2 cat. I know it just went to a cat 2 a little while ago before we went on air.
And it's supposed to gain strength.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to a 4. They're saying by the time it would get to us, it'll be a 1 to 2, which is... 1 to 2 is not, it's not that bad, but 1 to 2 is still really bad. It's still over 75 mile an hour at least. So most people, their windows are graded up to either a Cat 4 or Cat 5 in the area. So we're at Cat 4.
And we have big windows in front of our house that make me a little bit nervous, but you know, stuff can be replaced. You just have to make sure that you guys are safe, and everybody who's going to the parks, if you are coming to town, if you haven't canceled a reservation, if you are coming, please just take precaution and be safe.
And one thing I saw today, if you are in the area and you need a place to go for safety, I didn't tell you this, the Rosen Plaza was offering special rates for people due to the hurricanes coming in. If they need a place to go for safety, The Rosen is allowing, pets are allowed right now.
Oh, that's another thing. I had read online right before we went to like hotels, at one of the hotels at Universal is saying if you have to come with a pet during the hurricane, they're allowing you to bring your pets.
Yeah, they're not stopping you from, because there was a couple years ago people had left their pets behind.
But yeah, so some of the hotels are offering to where you can stay, and even at Universal, and bring your pet. So there's really, you know, if you are in the evacuation area, just take care of yourself. That's all.
It is.
So, all right, so on to something a little bit more upbeat.
We're talking about tornadoes now.
Okay. So no, we're not. Hold on, I can't see. Okay. So right before we went live about an hour or so ago, they put out the information for the candlelight processional at Epcot, which starts on November 25th. And pretty much it was most of the guests or the
returning
narrators, but Josh Gad is new this year. So
Disney legend Josh Gad.
Disney legend / Olaf, Josh Gad. And Gloria Estefan was added to the list. And then the lady from Law & Order. And those were the only three new ones. And of course, they have Neil Patrick Harris because he's like a staple.
He's the star of the whole thing. Everybody wants to go see MPH and do his. And it's like, that one's really hard to get into.
It really is. If you want to get in to see Neil Patrick Harris, it's like really, really hard.
You're best to book a dining package where you get the dining and the show, because you're not going to probably be able to get in there otherwise, unless you get there like 2 in the afternoon and wait.
It's kind of crazy too, you know, because we're still in the thick of Halloween here, but they're already like, Disney is already talking about the holidays, you know, Festival of the Holidays, which I absolutely love. And then the information on the candlelight processional, and I believe you check that article I put out just a little bit ago. There's information about the processional and different things as far as booking dinner packages and all that good stuff.
Book the Bianopoly.
Bianopoly. I don't know how that works. So, okay, what's next? I don't have a whole lot.
We don't have a whole lot because we've been kind of prepping all day and trying to get stuff ready and.
So this will probably be a shorter show.
It's really weird to prep because you don't know. Like, we go get food, and it's like, well, we got to get food, but how do we cook it if we lose power? So I got to use the grill, obviously, so there's got to be stuff that can be cooked on the grill.
I don't know. We're just kind of winging it as we go.
Now, Max had asked if they missed the guest announcement. Yes, we did announce
Vince and Treva from Pirates of the Caribbean. So now we have 5 pirates coming to the expo.
Yeah, so it'll be a pirate reunion as well as the Hocus Pocus reunion that'll be going on.
So, let's see, speaking of Epcot, the 40th anniversary is October 1st. Now, really all they've talked about is 40th anniversary merchandise and the days around the first, little special foods and desserts and things like that. Like nothing, not a big to-do like they did for the 50th.
But there'll be a cupcake.
Oh, and you know there's going to be a cupcake.
And a sipper room.
No, they actually have a dessert at Connections Cafe. There's like a little cake that's kind of rolled up and with like figment ears or something on
it. I'd rather have that waffle.
They do have, they do have the waffle, and it's got like extra sprinkle and stuff on it for the 40th.
That waffle is the best dessert.
That's a good waffle.
It is. The General Tso's chicken salad and the waffle, you're good.
Good stuff.
And refills on your beverage, so that's what's good.
See, apparently he likes it there.
I do like it there.
So yeah, I've had people message me, you know, asking like waiting. Is there going to be a special ceremony? Is there going to be a special anything? And I have not heard anything about that yet. And also with the bad weather coming, I don't know if that would have an effect on it either.
If they had something planned.
Yeah, if they did. But they haven't really talked about it. They've talked about merchandise and snacks.
There's been no media event announced that we know of.
Right.
And we've talked to other people who do what we do, and they haven't.
Like, have you heard anything? Or like, no.
Yeah, everybody's like scratching their heads like, did you not get invited? Or because people want to know what's going on.
Yeah, because so we don't. There's nothing that I can tell you as of right now, as of today. I mean, that could change, you know.
I think everything's about the hurricane right now. I'm handling that and not really worried about the weekend and the 40th anniversary type thing.
Yeah, maybe so.
And this weekend, actually, if you are in the area, DizCon is going to be going on at Coronado, which we will be there.
Brought to you by Give Kids of the World.
Yes, Give Kids of the World is doing this. It's a fundraiser for Give Kids of the World. They got a lot of celebrity guests going to be there. They got a lot of vendors. We'll be in the vendor room with Lost Princess Apparel. We'll also be talking about House of Mouse there. So if you're in the area and want to come out and check it out, come check it out.
It got moved because of the hurricane. Yes. It was supposed to be Friday, Saturday. Now it's Saturday, Sunday. So their Give Kids of the World is kind of trying to put out information because they have a lot of rescheduling to do. But if you follow Give Kids the World on Facebook, you can get updates there, I'm sure. Because everybody's scrambling now with this weather hitting.
Yeah, they Omar was trying to get flights moved and things like that for the guests who are flying in to make sure. And then there's people who are coming just to come to the show, and then they have to schedule move their flights and such because they got moved to Saturday, Sunday rather than Friday, Saturday. So.
I know. It made me think about our show and how lucky we're doing it in January and not like hurricane season. Because I know me, I would probably have a friggin' meltdown if something like that happened and we had to change everything. That would be super hard.
It'd be rough to do at the last minute because you're always scrambling and stressing out, and then to add that to the plate. I mean, but Omar's, he's a rock star, honestly. I've never seen him get frazzled. He always seems to keep his cool and get everything done.
He's talking about Omar at Give Kids the World.
Omar at Give Kids the World, yeah. He's phenomenal, and he's really good. And he helps us out with House of Mouse as well, and they will be at our show as well.
They will be. So in case anybody's like, okay, so here's another rumor going around the internet. So Hocus Pocus 2 comes out on Disney Plus on Friday. Now, as you know, there's a lot of hype for this movie.
There is?
Tons.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Like tons and tons
of
tons. so the big hype for the big chatter and all the Hocus Pocus groups online is that people are worried, I didn't even tell you this, that people are worried that Disney Plus is going to crash on Friday because of all of the people that have been waiting years for this movie.
It shouldn't crash. I mean, it's not like, I can't say that. Disney, their servers crash all the time.
So do you think that's a possibility that too many people could flood?
It shouldn't be because it's a streaming thing. I would hope that they've plans in place where it won't cause an issue because they're feeding the feed to your house to watch it. But I mean, it could be slow. It could be a lot of things. It's hard to say, but not everyone's going to be watching it at 12:01 a.m. when it hits. So that's the whole thing. It's going to be throughout the day and such.
I mean, you guys, people have, you know, done like preparations for this for months, setting up Hocus Pocus watch parties at their house.
If you're really worried about it, once it drops, just go download it because you can download on Disney Plus, and that way it's on your device. And then when you have time to watch it, you can just play it from the download rather than trying to watch it from the stream.
And now that we don't have to go to DizCon Friday, I can watch it on Friday. I'm just hoping it's good. You know, I think that there's a lot of people like myself that have been fans for so long and have been waiting for another movie for so long, and you don't want it to be bad or cheesy or. It's gotten good reviews, like the pre-screening of it all. People seem to really like it. They said it brings in nostalgia and all that good stuff. So I'm hopeful. But I thought it was really interesting that people were saying that Disney Plus was going to crash on Friday. Do streaming services usually crash?
I haven't heard of any. I mean, they might go slower. They might have glitches. I don't think they actually crash. If they didn't crash with The Mandalorian after the unveiling of Grogu, because after that was unveiled, everybody had to go watch The Mandalorian.
Because of the baby.
And if that didn't crash it, I don't see how Hocus Pocus 2 would. The same with Book of Boba Fett. The same with Obi-Wan. I mean, all these other ones, WandaVision. These shows were hugely hyped up, and they had no problems.
Yes, but people have been waiting a long time.
But is it fair to say there's probably more Marvel and Star Wars fans out there than Hocus Pocus fans?
I don't know. Us Hocus Pocus fans are kind of crazy. I didn't realize that there was, I mean, I thought I was crazy about like my fandom. This fandom is crazy. It's like there's tons of Hocus Pocus groups. They have like over 100,000 members in it. I mean, these people.
You need to advertise our expo to those 100,000 people.
Right? If you're in any Hocus Pocus groups. Tell them about our reunion. Like people have been planning their outfits, making Hocus Pocus inspired desserts and snacks. And, you know, some of them are doing an outdoor screening with the big, not here.
Not in Florida.
Not in Florida. But the big screen so they can watch it outside.
You want to put my blow up screen together so you can watch it?
So I'm just saying it's very, people are really enthused.
It's funny because Roosevelt's, because that's a lot of the shirts that were Roosevelt shirts, and this is one of them. The other day they dropped, Doug Jones actually did a cameo thing for them that they would be dropping the Billy Butcherson jersey or shirt, which is the one I have on. And so people in the group, in the inside group, are all like, oh, I'm a huge Hocus Pocus fan. So I started messaging certain people like, just so you know, there's a house in Hocus
Pocus. Wait, not in a scammy way.
Not in a scam way. Just people who were really big fans for whatever reason. I didn't do a lot of people, just a couple.
I hope not, because that would be really bad.
No, because the people I told, they were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about this. So a lot of people don't even know about the expo.
And this reunion is kind of a big deal. So.
It's really, like Jason keeps telling me, it is the biggest Hocus Pocus reunion yet for them.
So yeah, tell everybody.
And I'm stupid, still trying to get another one or two of them. Well, you know, if Bette Midler would just return my calls, a lot easier. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, I wish. And it's so funny. Every time we're going to do a guest announcement, they're like, oh, you got Sarah Jessica Parker? No.
I want Matthew Broderick.
You got, well, he's not in the movie. You got Ben Miller? No.
But if she comes, I want.
But I'm just saying that, you know, that the people, I wish, you guys, I wish we could do those sorts of things.
It's like Ronnie, which I'm sure most people know who Ronnie is. When we announced that we were originally starting to look into people, we threw around maybe Kathy and Jimmy coming. He's like, oh, if you get Kathy, you have to have her husband come. If you know who the Dan Band
the
is.
Dan Band.
It's been in different movies like Wedding Crashers and different movies like that. The Dan Band is her husband's band, and he actually performs in a lot of
it's
movies.
It's like they sing very inappropriate wedding
songs. Very. And it's
but yeah, so no, we don't have that. And even if we did, I'm pretty sure the Dan Band wouldn't be appropriate to have it at a family-friendly expo.
Yeah. So Randy agreed with me that they shouldn't crash, but what will likely happen is more buffering and larger buffering. So it might take a little bit longer to get the file to watch it, but it shouldn't crash. And then Stephanie said that customers with HP backpacks, she told them about the expo.
Oh, nice. So, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Robert Carlson's just ready for January.
I know he is. Robert's super excited because he's coming to our expo.
There you go.
We're going to have a good time. What else did I have? That's all I had.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. That's all I had. We went to the our makeup party last night. We went to Not So Scary, which was the makeup from when it got rained out. On the first night. And it did not rain. We actually had a better spot. We actually got to see, Scott put a video out on our page earlier of the Booty U Parade.
With the horsemen.
We got to see the horsemen last night, because the night that we went originally, the horsemen didn't ride.
No, it was raining too much. So actually, the first parade was canceled.
Oh, that's right. It was a mess opening night. Yeah. We didn't get to see very much at all. So
no, but last night was a much better party. It was us and Sean. You may have seen the picture. I'm going to put it out there. We had fun. We just walked around and we got candy.
That's what you wanted to tell people.
There's big candy this time. First time we got like 4 pieces total for the whole night. So last night we had bags.
It was like the old days.
It was the old
days. People grabbing handfuls of candy and put it in your bag.
It's almost like a month ago. They were kind of like, we don't know if we have enough candy for the season, so you get 3 pieces. And then last night I was like, wait, we have too much candy. Here you go.
Yeah, they gave a lot. It was like, you know how last week we were talking about how much candy they gave away at the Oogie Boogie Bash? This is comparable. Maybe not quite as much, but pretty comparable.
I still like the Oogie Boogie Bash better.
I know you do. But the only thing is the bag is only this big, and I'm on a diet, so he got all my candy.
And Sean and I were willing to keep going trick-or-treating, but she didn't really get into the trick-or-treating. She can't eat it.
So why do I want to keep trick-or-treating?
It was a lot of Starburst and Snickers.
Well, the first time around, it was like almost all Snickers. Now it's got a bit of variety.
Yeah.
If you care about that sort of
thing. I'm not going to complain about it. It's candy.
All right. So I guess we're going to wrap up this week because, again, we are getting ready for a storm. What?
Oh, Sarah said, candy equals hurricane prep.
You're right. See, now we actually have candy and stuff. We have like this candy dish on our counter, and we just kind of throw it in there so that the boys can have some too.
And me.
Mostly him, But yeah, the kids can have it too.
Kelly says she got lots of candy last Tuesday. Adam says he keeps it to give away to the kids at Halloween night.
That's a good idea.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people.
I mean, years before COVID, people would bring their own treat bags, like the bigger bags, and do all the trick-or-treating. And then you would have, because one time when we went a couple years ago, and at Christmas, I had to throw away leftover Halloween candy because we just had so much.
But with the price of what candy costs now, like we were at Walmart, and it's like $26 for the big bag of candy.
That's crazy.
You can go to a Halloween party for four bags.
Well, no, I mean, going to the grocery store in general is painful. Everything has gone up, but even like to give away Halloween candy this year is expensive.
It is. What? Going back to giving away nickels.
When I was a kid. I wrote five pennies that are
five pennies taped together. Does anybody remember that?
Now we sound old.
We do sound old. I know Sean had never heard of that when we told him.
He's like, they used to give away money. I'm like, yeah.
If you scored a full dollar on your trick-or-treating, you did pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, nobody really throws away.
You used to get the big boy coupons, remember that?
We're from Michigan, mind you, so.
McDonald's coupons, big boy coupons.
Okay, anyway, so we're going to wrap it up for this week. Please stay tuned to the Main Street Mouse on our social media channels. As soon as we hear an update about the parks, if and when that happens, I will be as fast as I can possibly type. I will have that information.
Yeah, I would guess it won't be tonight at this time. So it probably be, unless something major changes tonight and they put it out, I would say it'd probably be sometime tomorrow.
I'll take Dramamine so I can handle watching the feeds and stuff so I don't get dizzy watching all the weather updates.
So I may put an update out there that we have to raise funds for Michelle because she's in the hospital because she got too dizzy. She couldn't
stop. Oh, my God. It's made me so nauseous. I don't feel good right now because I was watching for updates before we went live because I wanted to be able to tell you guys what was going on.
I'm surprised you didn't have it on during this.
Oh, I got to give it a break, man. I just feel terrible. But it's all for the greater good. I'm trying to make sure that I have the right information to tell you guys.
That is true investigative reporting right there.
Right? To the point where you get nauseous.
I don't think you're supposed to get nauseous.
I do. I need to, it's my eyes. But anyway, okay, we're going to shut our mouths.
Shutting off the internet.
Stay tuned for updates. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that people are okay.
Yes, and everybody stay safe.
Stay safe, please.
Because I know Alabama, they're saying some Georgia's going to get some of this. Up the East Coast is getting it. So just everybody, wherever you're at, just please stay safe and
take it
be
seriously.
Mindful. Yep. Don't just think, oh, it's nothing's going to happen because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know wind conditions or anything like that. So just take it all into consideration. Don't just think we got this because we've been through it before because that don't mean anything.
That's true. And again, stay tuned. And I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Be safe and we'll see you next Monday.
Take care, guys.
Bye.